Members of the United Nations Security Council today met as Houthi militants claimed responsibility for targeting yet another container ship bound for Israel. It's one of several attacks on commercial ships by the Houthis since mid-November. Member nations are flagging the Houthis' attacks, saying they violate international maritime law, including the Djibouti Code of Conduct, which places restrictions on armed robbery against ships and other potentially harmful maritime activities. The United Kingdom, among the UN Security Council members calling on the Houthis to release the Japanese-operated Galaxy Leader cargo ship captured by militants on November 19th. Since then, there have been at least 20 attacks by the Houthis in the Red Sea.
We call on all parties in the region to exercise restraint and avoid escalation. We are deeply concerned by the impact on civilians who are suffering the most through this crisis and would bear the brunt of further destabilization. It is in all our interests to avoid this.
The Houthis launched their Red Sea attacks in response to Israel's bombardment of Gaza, originally saying they would only attack ships owned by and bound for Israel. China today citing the Houthis' attacks as an example of the fallout in the Israel-Hamas war and calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza.
The current tensions in the Red Sea are one of the manifestations of the spillover effects of the conflict in Gaza. Only by achieving an early ceasefire in Gaza and easing the humanitarian crisis on the ground can we avert any further escalation in the Red Sea.
Meantime, Israel's representative spoke out against the attacks, arguing Iran is complicit.
The Houthis, terrorists from one of the world's poorest countries, would definitely not have ballistic missiles and explosive drones without the supply of Iranian arms, and they would not have the capabilities to locate and target ships without Iranian intelligence supplied in real time.
The Houthis, who control much of impoverished Yemen, have been fighting a civil war since 2014. Their latest Red Sea attacks have since forced commercial ships to go around the Horn of Africa, adding 10 days to trade routes. Redirecting ships is expected to cost up to $1 million in extra fuel for every round trip between Asia and Europe. Today's comments from the UN Security Council representative for the United States.
The United States believes that we are at an inflection point. These attacks pose grave implications for maritime security, international shipping, and commerce, and they undermine the fragile humanitarian situation in Yemen, damaging the ability of the international community to deliver assistance to more than 21 million people in need.
Today's Security Council meeting was the first of 2024. France has assumed the role of Council President. The nations of Algeria, Guyana, South Korea, Sierra Leone, and Slovenia have also officially assumed office. For KPFA News, I'm Avery Luke.